From Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, February 23rd. Coming up, schools in Illinois were expecting to receive millions of dollars to hire more mental health professionals before the Trump administration canceled those grants. We'll take a look at how that's impacting schools in the northern part of the state. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. King Park in Urbana will undergo extensive renovations thanks to a $600,000 grant from the state of Illinois. IPM Student Newsroom's Lyric Roy reports.
Keenan Portis is the park planner for the Urbana Park District. He says it's been more than 20 years since the playground at King Park was last renovated, and he worked over the past year to ensure the park district was listening to the community.
We want to hear, you know, what folks would like to see, maybe what's lacking in that area. So that's really where it stemmed from.
That's something LaShonda Cunningham really appreciates. She served on the planning committee and has been an advocate for improvements of King Park for years.
It's very important for us to, not just for our family, but for our community, to know that there are people who care.
The revitalized park will include a teen hangout terrace, half and full court basketball, a gaga ball pit, and more accessible sidewalks and walkways. Construction on King Park should wrap up around summer or fall of next year. I'm Lyric Roy, IPM News.
Services begin this week for Jesse Jackson. The civil rights leader and two-time presidential candidate died in Chicago last Tuesday at the age of 84. Jackson's family says he will lie in state at the Rainbow Push Coalition headquarters in Chicago on Thursday and Friday of this week. Formal services will happen in Jackson's birth state of South Carolina and Washington during the first week of March. There will be a celebration of life at Chicago's House of Hope, a church with a 10,000-seat theater, on Friday, March 6th. A private homegoing service at Rainbow Push Coalition will be held on Sunday, March 7th. The Fighting Illini women's basketball team started off their final road trip of the season with a dominant win against Northwestern 92-65 yesterday. The Illini were in control and held the lead the entire afternoon. In the second quarter, the Wildcats reduced the gap to 5 points, but Illinois freshman Destiny Jackson and Sierra Parchment pushed back and gave the Illini a 24-point lead heading into halftime. Jackson and Parchment led the team with 19 points each, and Illinois' veteran players Barry Wallace and Jasmine Brown Hager also scored almost 20 points each. Illinois' record improves to 19-8 overall and 9-7 in conference play. Next up for the Illini, they'll stay on the road and take on Iowa on Thursday at 8 p.m. The number 10-ranked Illinois men's basketball team concluded its California trip with a loss against the UCLA Bruins 95-94 this past weekend. IPM's Jonathan Matthew has more.
Illinois jumped to a 23-point lead in the first half, but UCLA came back, making 11 shots in a row to bring them back within 7 points going into halftime. In the second half, the Bruins continued to control the game as they went on an 8-point run to take the lead in the final seconds of the second half. Illinois freshman guard Keaton Wagler made 2 crucial free throws to tie the game and send it into overtime. In the extra period, Illinois and UCLA traded baskets, but Illinois took the lead with 4 seconds remaining. UCLA came out of the timeout and scored the game-winning layup to upset the Illini. Wagler had 19 points, 6 assists, and 8 rebounds in the Saturday night loss. Illinois falls to 22-6 overall and 13-4 in conference play. Next up for the Illini, they will host their toughest opponent this season in number 1-ranked Michigan on Friday at 7 p.m. This is Jonathan Matthew, IPM News.
Still to come, schools in Illinois were expected to receive millions of dollars to hire more mental health professionals before the Trump administration canceled those grants. We'll take a look at how that's impacting schools in the northern part of the state. That story's coming up next on 2 and 7 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy with a chance of flurries and a high of 31 degrees, with a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 20 degrees, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy with a high of 43 degrees, south wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 40 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 26 degrees, West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, sunny with a high of 43 degrees, with a northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, historian Kristen Dumais spent years trying to understand how evangelical Christians came to embrace Donald Trump.
He's actually ideally suited for this task precisely because he is not constrained by traditional Christian virtue.
I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk with Dumais next time on the 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Over the past year, the Trump administration has terminated multiple grants, together worth over $10 million, that were supposed to help schools in Illinois hire more mental health professionals. Peter Medlin reports on how terminations are affecting schools in northern Illinois.
It's 2 a.m., and Mallory Bain-Benassi is on her computer searching for solutions. She's the executive director of the Bureau Marshall Putnam Special Education Cooperative. Her special ed teachers work in 14 rural school districts across those three counties. She can't find enough school psychologists, and the need increases every year. They've offered signing bonuses, but still couldn't compete with the suburbs. They've hired remote psychs, but they can't do everything, and now that pool's drying up too.
The shortage is real. It is real, and it is scary, and it is stressful.
The National Association of School Psychologists recommends one school psych per 500 students. At Bain-Benassi's co-op, it's nearly 1,000.
The only thing that my school psychs currently have time to do is the very tip of the iceberg. The whole bottom of that iceberg is the mental health stuff. All of the things that they really went to school to do, they can't do.
Luckily, that night, she found a new grant that the U.S. Department of Education awarded Northern Illinois University. It's a multi-year program that pays teachers already working in the district to become school psychologists. So she signed up for the program. They now have two students in it and could have five new homegrown school psychs within the next few years. But last year, the Trump administration canceled the grant. Illinois and other states have filed a federal lawsuit to retain its more than $2 million of funding.
The most recent information I heard was that the federal judge had said that the Department of Education had improperly stopped those funds.
That's Lisa Becker. She's a former school psychologist and now works as an administrator in the DeKalb School District. DeKalb is also part of the NIU grant. And she says that right now, the university's guaranteed funding for students to finish up the semester, but beyond that, they don't know if it'll continue. And right now, DeKalb has three school psych interns.
We recently had a death of a staff member in schools, and it impacted our early learning and development center. And our intern has been able to provide so much support.
That intern, Adrian Fell, has been an early childhood teacher for the past dozen years in DeKalb.
We at the Pre-K Early Childhood Center have never had a full-time school psychologist. And being a teacher here, I've noticed a need, those SEL supports.
Bain-Benassi at the special ed co-op prays the grant can continue because she's just about out of options.
I mean, nothing's worked. This was honestly like the only light at the end of our tunnel. Because if there was a different light, right, if something else was already going to work for us, it would have already happened.
That NIU program is not the only school mental health grant the Trump administration terminated. They also canceled two grants for the Illinois State Board of Education to recruit and support more school mental health professionals. For both grants, the state partnered with the Stress and Trauma Treatment Center. They're a mental health provider in Southern Illinois that provides training to schools all across the state. Matt Buckman is the executive director, and he says the state helped them work with 61 high-need districts in Illinois. And in the program's first year, 26 of those districts hired more school mental health staff. They could provide a $25,000 salary stipend for high-need schools. But now, with the termination, districts that planned to expand were caught in a bind, unsure if the money would be there. Buckman says many of those expansions fell through.
I only know of one district that actually ended up hiring somebody, knowing there weren't these funds.
Thousands of school mental health grants were cut, but some weren't. Buckman says he thinks theirs was because it prioritized diversity. In December, a federal judge ruled that the cancellations were unlawful and ordered the funding be permanently reinstated. So far, spokespeople for the Illinois State Board of Education say they haven't heard anything yet. Either way, Buckman says he's proud of their work.
There were thousands of kids across the state that received services that didn't receive it the year prior. That's a huge thing.
I'm Peter Medlin.
That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Lyric Roy, Reginald Hardwick, Jonathan Matthew, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.